Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well With Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Today we welcome back Sustainable Papakura and we've got the Marketing Manager Sue Ollerton and the Chairperson Rosemary Nash. We're going to have a conversation today about what's happening in Papakura in March. So kia ora Sue and Rosemary.
Kia ora.
Yes, welcome back to Well With Anahila. How are things, how has February been?
February has been quite busy, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes, even though we had the 3-day lockdown last week, we just had a bit of a rest. But, yeah, this week has been busy, been back on board. And the base this morning was, it was like a houseful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And how are people feeling?
I think everyone really seemed quite positive today.
Yeah. Nobody was talking about COVID, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. I hope they all scanned in when they walked into Sustainable Papakura. That's great. Okay. Mm-hmm. So March is looking busy and exciting times for Sustainable Papakura. Tell us about what's happening in March.
Okay, so we've got quite a few workshops and there's a few local events as well happening.
Mm-hmm.
This year with our workshop themes, we have selected different themes for each month,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of linking in with our window display as well, so people can see in the window what type of thing is happening each month.
Mm.
And so this month of March is coming up for being harvest season, so everything is about harvesting.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, so harvesting the veggies and fruits and preserving your food for the winter months.
Tell us about what programs are you running in Sustainable Papakura with that theme.
Okay, so we got mainly the kids workshops around making a seed box so they can learn how to collect seeds and plant them in the right season. So that's quite a fun activity.
That's collecting seeds with the kids. Yep.
Yeah, and then with the urban edibles around town.
Mm.
We're going to take the kids on a foraging.
Okay.
Like harvesting the vegetables, around the town, and then come back to the base, and then they can make afternoon tea.
Oh, that's great! Can we just remind people what urban edible are? We know what it is. It's the boxes, planter boxes.
Yeah,
but
right.
just in case listeners don't know what they are.
24 planter boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Around the shopping centre in Papakura,
mm-hmm.
and Sustainable Papakura volunteers grow plants for them and plant them and look after them, and the retailers help with watering plants,
mm-hmm.
and the plants are there, the veggies are there for anybody who's walking by to help themselves.
And how has that been during the harvest time?
It's been a pretty hard summer, actually.
Yes,
because it's been hard work keeping them watered, but we just keep going with it. And
they look beautiful. I mean, I walked past a couple of them and they just look beautiful. Yeah.
Yep. Mm. So when we're out there watering, people are always stopping to say that we're doing a good job and taking an interest in what's growing.
Mm, that's great.
And several times just lately people have said to me, how it's encouraged them to grow stuff at home, because they look at the planters and they realise that you can actually grow quite a lot in one planter.
So giving everyone great ideas on how they can grow a lot from their own small patch at home.
And of course, one of our things is about minimising waste, and when people are growing their own food at home, they're not buying stuff in plastic bags, and if there's any waste at all, it can go back into composting. So, we're hoping that people can see that actually they can minimise the amount of waste they have by growing their own.
Mm-hmm. And is the bag still, the sewing crew is still sewing the bags?
Yes, they're still sewing every Monday morning from 9:30 till 12.
Mm-hmm.
We've got quite a few ladies now that come along to sew the bags. We have people working from home and cutting out the pockets for us, mm-hmm. so we can do screen printing. We have people sewing bags at home as well. We've got quite a nice group of active volunteers. Yeah,
and
making a bag.
Always room for new people if they want to come along as well.
Yeah, that's good. Everyone, if you're listening, I've been to sewing the bags, and these are the bags that are in the shops in Papakura that you can, they're free. You can take them and bring them back instead of using a plastic bag. Can you guys remind me what it's called again? Is it Kete Mai Kete or something?
Afio Mai Peki. It's the bag that goes round and round.
All right, yeah, so that's the bag here. Yeah. So I have been to sew the bag, so if I can do it, I'm pretty sure other people can do it too. Sorry about that, I forgot to turn off my phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sue, what's happening on March the 7th, Children's Day, celebrating Children's Day, yeah?
That's right, so we decided to do like a special workshop for Children's Day, which is Sunday the 7th of March.
Mm.
And basically it's, again, it's focusing on upcycling. So many people nowadays, they don't, when they listen to music, it's usually straight from podcast or Spotify, it's all online rather than using the old CDs and music tapes. So, so we've actually got a collection of CDs and we are going to be doing some Mandela creative dot art. So it kind of helps with well-being and just to relax and just enjoy and be creative.
Oh, that's great.
That's a free workshop for any children around Papakura.
What time does it start?
Okay, so that'll be from 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock till lunchtime.
So 10 a.m. to 12 o'clock, all kids in the area are welcome to come along and focus on upcycling and, of course, hanging up with you guys.
That's right. And we've also as well, so Sue Rainsford, who's our local author, so she's actually agreed to come in that morning and she will have a story time session so people can come and listen to her reading her book.
Oh, that's great. So that's from 10 to 12, where you've got artwork and then you've got Sue, who's a storyteller, telling story, an author telling, reading out her stories on the day?
Yes.
Okay, and of course what I'll do is I'll put up on the link the Facebook post how to get in touch with Sustainable Papakura, so that sounds like it's great stuff. I think I'm at church that time, but if I can make it, I'll drop by.
We did think about, people who do go to church in the morning, but as well, it's also the America's Cup Day. So we thought people might be going in the city to go and watch America's Cup somewhere. So.
Oh, yeah, true.
So we thought we'll do it in the morning and then people can do what they like in the afternoon.
That's great. So later in the month when everything's gone, America's Cup is gone, and what's happening at the annual Eye on Nature at the Botanical Gardens?
So that's an annual event. So that will hopefully go ahead this year. So, we'll be joining many other local stallholders, having a hands-on activity, probably around using T-shirts. T-shirts is quite a big waste. A lot of T-shirts go to landfill. So we thought, we've got quite a few projects now of repurposing T-shirts. So we have an activity around that one. And we've also been invited to the Takanini Community Hub Open Day.
That's right.
Which has been changed to that day as well.
Yeah. So we've got the Honourable, how do you call the Mayor? The Lord Mayor? Honourable Phil Goff will be there, and of course the local MP, Dr. Nehru Leawasa, will be. I'll come along for the opening of the Takanini Community Hub. What sort of things will you be? Will you be part of that?
Yes, we'll be there, and we'll take along our collection point, which is how we show people. How they can recycle, how to recycle things, and talk to people about recycling right. And we'll hopefully have an activity as well for people to do.
I take it you've got the sewing. I see that you guys have the sewing classes.
Yes.
And you'll be teaching people how to sew.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've been, we started the sewing classes towards the end of last year. And we, so we've got, from this, just from this week actually, we started with some homeschool children who wanted to learn to sew. So basically just doing the basics, learning, sewing in a straight line, doing curves, corners, and how to thread the machine, et cetera, and then going on to make some, quite easy, easy projects for them to make. And the first one they started with yesterday was making a reusable bag. You need a bag to put all your sewing in.
That's right.
And we've also got other sewing classes.
Yeah, so then I have an evening class as well. So we've got sewing, so with that one we are looking at making like upcycling garments to make other items with them. And one project we had a go at last night, one of our ladies was making a cushion, like a memory cushion cover from a shirt, and we've been adding bits to it. So that will be, we'll post pictures of it once it's been completed, and we've been taking it through the stages. And we had, so another lady's been learning to sew a fashion top, and she's been learning about, fringe seams and edging and lining and lots of technical words. And everything's been coming along well.
So you will be having sewing classes at the Takanini Community Hub on that day? No,
that's just at our base. Yeah,
the sewing classes is just at the base. And also you'll also be making beeswax wraps.
So every Friday morning we have a drop-in session.
So that's Friday morning.
So every Friday they come in. If they want to make a beeswax wrap, they can do that. So, all about repurposing fabric into a beeswax wrap to reduce the use of soft plastic. And the beeswax can be used on wrapping sandwiches, fruit, vegetables. Keep your veggies fresher longer. They've got lots of uses, really, the beeswax. And we show people how to make them, how to care for them, and just passing on that skill for them to do it themselves.
It just sounds like there's a lot happening in sustainable Papakura in March. So everyone, if you're listening and you know someone who even could just come for company, there's lots of things happening at Sustainable Papakura. Today I'm having a conversation with Sue and Rosemary. So that's the fun part of things, getting that all done. Let's talk about the organisation and the engine that runs the machine. How's it going? Who is in the? Is it a trust? You're the chairperson, Rosemary. Who's in it? And in a way, if you start sharing what you do, maybe if people are listening, they'll say, "I could actually. I've got some spare time. I can go and help out." Yeah, tell us about the trust.
Right. So we've just been talking about that this morning. There's five trustees. It's a charitable trust. Any donations or money that we earn in any way just goes back into running the trust. And we have lots of volunteers. So everything that we do is done by volunteers. So obviously the five trustees, we attend to the trust business, but we also, particularly Sue and I, are doing the practical side of things as well. Then we've got a lot of other people who volunteer that help to make everything happen. And whether it's, writing policies or sewing bags or washing the dishes, all those jobs have to be done, and they're all being done by volunteers. So at the moment we're particularly keen to get some more people to help with the planters that we were talking about earlier.
Definitely.
So Mondays and Fridays, if anybody wants to come along and help with looking after the planters, we'd love to have them. And if they don't know anything about growing things, well, they'll learn.
That's right,
great way to learn and have fun and be out with the public as well. and yeah, contributing to a great cause. So,
that's Mondays and Fridays, because I know I've been with Sue on a morning looking after the planters, and it's actually quite a lot of work. So, it takes a lot of work to make things look great. So, definitely, if you're listening and you want to know how to grow things, or if you're already an expert, you could come along Mondays and Fridays. What time?
9:30 to 12.
And that's Mondays and Fridays. Yep.
And also, if people can't get out to help, if they're interested in helping by growing plants at home,
we'd
like some help with that as well. So
the seedlings, they can grow that at home? Yeah.
Yes.
That's great. So in terms of the volunteers, what are they saying to you? What feedback are they saying about a time that they give to the trust?
People say that they like having something purposeful and meaningful to do. And they like having fun together. They enjoy the company as well. So there's that. It's a double-edged thing. It's satisfying, in both those ways.
Oh, thank you, Rosemary. And how do you get your funding? Where does your funding come from?
Most of our funding is coming from Auckland Council and the local board, but very tiny amounts, and because we do it all on the smell of an oily
rag. That's right, yeah. So, it's good to... the reason why I ask is good for people to know that who supports the trust, and they're always, always, you're welcome for volunteers, and if not your time, then you'd welcome their donation in cash. Yeah.
I was in the street recently, and there was a lady grumbling about taxpayers' money being wasted on the planters, and... You know, that's not the case.
Yes.
There's been no taxpayer money on the planters. That's all been
rates,
done.
It's ratepayers' money.
It's none of one's money.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. And because we try to be sustainable all the time, whenever we need something, we look at what we've got.
We use
what we've got. And it's amazing.
Yeah, that is
how seldom we need to buy anything.
Yeah, that's a misunderstanding. But there's been times when I've walked to get a coffee or anything, I stop and I talk to people about the planters.
Yes.
And they actually, they liked them, and they thought that it was owned by the shops. And they couldn't touch it. And I said, no, you can't harvest it. That's why the sign says ready to pick or not ready. Yeah, that's why it's there. So it's a good conversation starter. But, you know, now and then we'll get the odd one who gives us that feedback. But, it's the feedback I'm getting, the planters are really a great idea to get community involved, and, of course, the businesses as well.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so five trustees and you're all volunteers, Sue and Rosemary, your practical side, and the other three are there as with everything else, people make time because it is purposeful. It just sounds like March is a busy month at Sustainable Papakura. Yeah, it sounds very busy because you're starting. It's very, very busy from the first week to the to the last days of March. Oh, sorry, Sue, I keep cutting in on you, but I'm going to ask another question because it is Well With Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura, and we also like to hear what you do for well-being, because you've a busy month, you've got the rest of your lives, and then you've got this as in your volunteer time. So, Sue, how's it been for you?
I try when I can, and usually just watching TV or something at the moment. Trying to unwind, occasionally going for walks and we're dog sitting.
Oh, actually, that's what I do. I watch TV. People say, what do you do for relaxation? And I say, actually, I'm catching up on my TV time. Just sitting there spending time with the remote control is actually quite relaxing. And do you, Rosemary?
Yes, I like to relax a bit more actively, really. Not a great TV person. So this, I've been on holiday and I've been fishing, going for walks, spending time in my own garden. Those are probably the things, and with my family, those are probably the things that I enjoy the most, to relax.
Yeah, and what's growing in your garden, Rosemary?
Not a lot at the moment. Lots of sweet corn coming. And beans. And what else? I have three chooks in my garden.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. They keep the garden busy.
Two little girls who were going to preschool were walking past the other day, and they were looking through the holes in the fence at the chickens. So I let them in, and they came and said hello to the chickens, and they were very surprised that the eggs were warm, because they didn't know where eggs came from, but they do now.
They do now, and that they come out warm and not that. Oh, wow, that's good, yes. And
I thought about giving them some eggs to take to preschool, but I decided that it wasn't such a good
idea. So how often do they lay? Daily
every
or...
Yeah, every day.
Every day they lay. You get your three eggs a day.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you name them?
Yes, my granddaughter named them.
Yeah, what are their names?
Gorgeousful, Beautiful and Magical.
Oh, wow. Nothing boring like my chicken. Mine's called Chicken. My hen, she was one of six, but now she's the only one left, and her name is Chicken, and she's retired to my sister's place, because there are a few chickens there, so she can have some mates. But definitely we found out what the pecking order were when she when she moved into the new territory.
She's lucky she survived.
Well, actually, the others were lucky to survive. She made it her place.
Okay, she was the boss.
She was the boss. So she still is the boss. Chicken. And mine's named Chicken, but definitely your granddaughter's choice of names were a lot. Yeah, well, gorgeous,
more
beautiful.
Colourful.
More colourful. More colourful. Yeah, puts a smile on your face. Yeah. All right. Okay, so what else is happening in Sustainable Papakura that you'd like to share with the community, and how do people get a hold of you?
There's an initiative that the local board is promoting to teach people how to use poi as an exercise.
Oh, yes.
Also, it's a therapeutic exercise, and it's just as good for you as doing Tai Chi or yoga or something like that.
Mm.
But it has the additional benefit of being a heaps of fun.
Mm.
And so Sue and I have been to a class to learn how to do therapeutic poi. They call it spin poi.
Spin poi.
So it's not a performance art like we see
in Kapahaka.
In Kapahaka. It's something that you do more playfully for yourself. So I'm going to add that to my list of things that I do to relax. And one of the ways that Sustainable Papakura is going to be involved with that is that we've got all the materials needed to make...
To make the poi, yes.
So anybody who's going to those classes and wants to make some poi, they can get in touch with us. Or if they... if you want to know more about it, they can ask us. There's three workshops coming up over the next few weeks for people who want to go and learn how to use the poi. But certainly, if they want to come and make their own, they can.
They can.
And we can help them with that.
Oh, that's great. I'm in for that. I'll come in and join the poi making class and do that for a spin session. And how do people get a hold of Sustainable Papakura? Because we've got 3 minutes left.
Yes, right. So, okay, so we've got we have a website now. It's sustainablepapakura.org.
Mm-hmm.
So people can, send us a message through there. You read all about us, see what we get up to, all our events on there as well.
Phone and email contacts are on there. So,
and you're on Facebook website as well.
Yeah, and then we're on Facebook.
So it's Sustainable Papakura for Facebook. So that's mainly like all our events are posted on there. So people can sign up to any of the workshops through Facebook or through our website to book ahead. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Listeners, thank you. Hopefully there's more than three listeners listening to us having a conversation today. We're really just catching up. It's February. We haven't seen each other all year. But at the same time, informing the community of what's happening at Sustainable Papakura. So if you're... and know someone who is at home, and because in terms of mental health lately, people have been saying that loneliness is another cause of mental health. If you know someone out there who is alone, lives alone, and could do with some company, there is always something to do at Sustainable Papakura. You've just heard Sue Ollerton and Rosemary Nash talk about what they do. Facebook, they're on Facebook, Sustainable Papakura. Check it out. The events are posted on there. And you're on Averill Street, that's right.
Yeah,
Averill Street and the Papakura shop. So do drop by, have a chat to the ladies. Don't feel shy. If you think you can't do any of that, hey, I've been there. I've made a mask. I've made lots of things at Sustainable Papakura, and it's really good rehabilitation for me.
Yeah,
as well. It's quiet time and relaxing when I'm there and just catching up with the ladies. Well, thank you very much, Sue Ollerton and Rosemary Nash. Any last message you'd like to leave with our listeners today, Sue?
Take advantage of the spin poi classes and learn how to do that as another way to relax.
Yes, definitely.
It's fun.
It is good fun. We had a good time when we were learning coordination.
Yes. Well, I will come along and make sure that it's fun. Anyway, we've got a minute left. When is the classes? When is the poi making?
We haven't got any schedule yet. We're just waiting for people to finish doing the classes to learn how to
make the poi, and then you'll teach
the poi.
Yeah.
And then we'll start scheduling some classes. But in the meantime, if anybody wants to do it, if they get in touch with us, you know, we can always make a time.
Okay, great.
One of the things is that if a workplace or a group wants us to do a workshop for them, for their particular group, we'd be interested in talking to them about doing that. So even if it's, you know, there's something that's not scheduled, but they want to do it for their group, we're keen to look at that too.
Oh, thank you, Rosemary. And there we are, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. We've been talking with Sue Ollerton, who is the Sustainable Papakura Marketing Manager, and of course with Rosemary Nash, and Rosemary is the chair of the Sustainable Papakura Trust. Do drop into the ladies on Averill Street, drop into Facebook, look what's happening in events that's listed on there. I've been there, it's great, the ladies are fun. And that was Well with Anahila, the Labour List MP based in Papakura. Have a great week. Ka kite anō.